My name is Vary Chambers from Polonia Phoenix Basketball Club.
What are you doing here tonight?
Well, partly my job tonight was to organise all the awards, so we had to get the coaches to give their nominations, and I had to go and get the trophies ordered up and get them all engraved and make sure that they all came along tonight, or as many people as possible, so that we could present them on the night.
That's a big job, that.
It is, yes. The gentleman I use is Activity Awards at Ardmillan, who's very good. I've used them before for some of my golf things. And as long as you give him enough notice, when I told him how many we wanted, he said, yes, that should be doable. So give him his due. When I phoned him on Thursday, they said, yes, everything's ready, I'll come and pick them up. The main one that we were trying to keep a secret was the one for Leslie Jackson, for obvious reasons. She knew nothing about it. There was about four or five of us who had an idea she was to get the Lifetime Achievement Award. So we were quite chuffed that we managed to keep that one secret for as long as we did.
What about the young basketball players throughout the various age groups tonight? They've been getting awards. What's your feeling about that, seeing them getting awards for their achievement in basketball? You've been a coach as well.
Yeah, I think it's really good to get something like that. I like to... The ones that I was giving, particularly for the National Challenge Squad, who went up to Inverness a couple of weeks ago. They qualified as one of the best eight teams in the whole of the country. We ended up coming fourth in the competition, which was very good. You know, it's not all about winning. It's the fact that they were there, they played really well, they had a great weekend, and I like to recognise things like that, which is why they got a medal for being there. And I think it's important we do things like that to keep the kids interested. Quite a lot of the awards would probably be a bit of a surprise, so it's nice to see that they enjoy getting them as well.
So they didn't know beforehand they were getting an award?
I suspect most of them didn't. One or two might have guessed, you know, but as I say, we tried to keep it as quiet as possible, and especially the funny one for Lois. She didn't know anything about that, obviously. She didn't want to be embarrassed by me telling people what it was for, but she knew.
Oh, that's the one where she put the ball in the wrong basket?
That's correct, that's the one.
A lot of people knew about that. I could hear them saying that when it said, well, I don't think we'll talk about that.
Yes, I mean, to be fair, I've seen other kids do it as well, and it's a heat of the moment thing, and it's happened to, personally I've not done it thankfully, but I have seen one or two other people do it who are a bit more experienced than her, so it's, presumably she'll learn from it and she won't do it again.
Well, it's like football, scoring in their own goal, simple as that. What about you, did you get an award tonight?
Yes, I did. Well, that was a surprise for me, which was very nice. As you know, having interviewed me before, I helped Tony with the stats for the senior team. So obviously, I've got my award as Statistician of the Year, which was very good. So I've now got another one to stick on my mantelpiece with the rest of my collection.
Fantastic. So how's the event been tonight overall?
Yes, it's been great. I didn't actually, this is the first time I've been in the Inchpark Community Centre, and I hadn't realised it was quite such a big venue, and it's great because we've got the separate bit for where we can have the food and the disco and everything, and I think Lynn did a great job in getting the PowerPoint slide presentation, which we could show the photographs of the award winners, which was really good, and that all seemed to go really smoothly. So I think we've got a template now, and if we want to do it next year, then we know what to do and where to come.
Looking forward to next year already. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Russell.